This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An analyst says Niger's new military rulers have asked for help from the Russian mercenary Wagner Group as the deadline nears for the release of the country's ousted president. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A journalist and researcher says that the request came during a visit by one of the coup leaders to neighboring Mali, where Wagner is active. He says Wagner is considering the request. Niger's military leaders face a Sunday deadline set by the regional bloc known as ECOWAS to release and reinstate the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, who's described himself as a hostage or face possible military intervention by the regional bloc. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Vatican says that Pope Francis prayed silently for peace in the Portuguese shrine of Fatima. The Vatican spokesman says it was explaining why Francis again ditched his speech during a visit there. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said Francis always addresses firstly the people he meets as a shepherd and speaks accordingly. He denied the changes had any other serious reason, including with the Pope's eyesight. Russian officials say that Ukrainian drones have hit a Russian tanker in the Black Sea near Crimea. Now, the strike late Friday night was a second sea attack involving drones in one day. Ukraine said its sea drones also struck a major Russian port earlier Friday, damaging a warship and underlining the growing importance of the Black Sea as a battleground in the war. An official with the Ukraine Security Service confirmed to the Associated Press that the service was behind the sea drone attack on the tanker. This is VOA News. Law professor and civil rights scholar Charles J. Ogletree Jr. has died after a lengthy battle with Alzheimer's. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Charles Ogletree had a distinguished career at Harvard Law School. His death Friday at age 70 was confirmed by the dean of the school in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Ogletree taught Barack and Michelle Obama there. His list of legal clients over the years ranged from the late rapper Tupac Shakur to Anita Hill when she accused Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment. Dean John J. Manning said that Ogletree was a tireless advocate for civil rights, equality, human dignity, and social justice. I'm Norman Hall.
Greece's resort island of Rhodes is nursing its wounds after 11 days of devastating wildfires. The July blazes fed by heat waves forced 20,000 people to evacuate during the height of tourist season. The island is weighing how the crisis will affect its vital tourism sector, which fuels most of its economy and some 20% of Greece's. It is the same for other Mediterranean destinations like Italy and Spain, where the tourism sector also is being hit by heat waves and wildfires. Flight data shows people have canceled some travel to Rhodes, but Greece overall has been okay. Italy, however, has seen slowdowns, even outside fire areas. The fallout from climate change is threatening to deter all but the most dedicated sunseekers. The jackpot has now grown for the Mega Millions in the United States, with a no winner Friday night pushing the grand prize to over $1.5 billion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Those Mega Millions tickets were selling fast and furious, but no one had that lucky combination. 11, 30, 45, 52, 56, and the gold ball, 20. That pushes Tuesday's jackpot to around $1.55 billion. The fact he didn't win is likely disappointing for Kevin Cook of Minnesota, who told us before the drawing,
a 50-50 chance, right? Either I win or I lose.
This is the 31st time the Mega Millions jackpot is rolled over. A lump sum payout for a winner Tuesday would be about $757 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.